I'm Sean Robb with Montana News. Montana is rich in wind resources, but the demand for it currently doesn't support the high cost, according to a wind and utility expert. Yellowstone Public Radio's Jackie Amanaka reports.
Rob Gramlich of the American Wind Energy Association says Texas, Iowa, and California are the top states taking advantage of wind power. While Montana isn't in the top five, he says there are opportunities.
Montana comes out as really the biggest market in the West, the biggest expected source of wind power across the West.
The challenge is a lack of transmission to carry wind electricity to the West Coast. Gramlich says if that can be solved, the economic opportunity could be massive.
Nationally, not many states get to even drool about that.
Then there's the issue of a lack of a current market for wind generation, according to two Washington-based utilities, Avista Corporation and Puget Sound Energy. Both are part owners in Colstrip. Dennis Vermillion is a senior vice president of Avista Corporation and president of Avista Utilities. He says a utility first looks to what's closest to its service area.
For us, more really economics. Certainly in Montana, we talked about this yesterday, is a great wind resource with higher capacity factors than what we can find in our service area. But when you add in the costs to get it to our load center compared to the alternative we might have in our backyard, it hasn't penciled out for us yet.
Wind energy was just one of numerous panels featured at the three-day Montana Energy Conference in Billings. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.